In this episode, we look at starting over. The resilience, the challenges, and the joys of your first year of varsity and what that brings. Now, imagine you're in grade 12 at the peak of your game, at the top of the food chain, and two of our guests were at the very top of the food chain. And you're calling the shots, you're at the peak of power, you're like in charge, and you find yourself able to take on the world and even possibly consider yourself an adult. Now, you make the transition into university and you're at the bottom of the food chain, nobody cares, there's no rules, and it's just freedom deluxe. What is that like? What are we going to be experiencing? What are we feeling? And so the three guests I have today are going to share their highs, their lows, the choices that they've made and the journey that they've been on so far. And it's an exciting conversation I'm looking forward to having. And so with that, let's go and see what they have to say. Welcome to What We Have Learned Lately, a space where the questions people want to ask get heard and the questions they want answered get shared. My name is Shave, and I'm your host on this podcast. In this three-part series, we have conversations with young people who feel comfortable enough to share their victories, their failures, and their meh moments. And we get to learn from what they are learning lately. And that means that we get to learn something lately too. In this episode, I get to talk to three amazing humans who I have known for a while now. And we're just going to talk about the challenges of what it must be like to transition from high school into university. After being at the top of your game in your matric year, you arrive at grade 12 thinking, yes, especially for two of them. I'm going to just brag a little bit. Like, two of them were head of their schools. And so after being at the head of your school, experiencing the top of your game, and then 12 months later transitioning into the university and being at the bottom of the food chain and being surrounded by people who don't actually care about whether you are at the top of your school. And what's great is that we have Zika on our left. Say hi, Zika.
Hi.
We have Vicky in the middle.
Hi.
And Zinaid on our other end.
Hello.
And what's great is that Zika did this transition first before the other two. So we're just going to hear from them about what their experiences were. And so let's just get into it. The first question I want to know is, first from Zika, is what was your high school experience like? And what subjects did you really enjoy? And what subjects did you hate?
Okay, so my high school experience in general, I feel like it was overall good. I feel like I was very, my school catered in a sense to putting smart classes, smart people in one class and then working the way down. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
How I, yeah, thinking back on that, like, they have changed it now.
Okay.
But I don't know if it made a difference putting people, grouping people like that. But I know in my class we became very close because we were very little people.
Okay.
And it worked from E1 to E5. So smart in E1, less maybe.
E5.
Not, yeah, in E5. So that was quite a shock. But my whole class became one big friend group. And we all kind of like hung out together. And I guess we weren't necessarily like the going out partying type.
Yeah, because you were academic.
Yeah.
Sorry, you had the third class.
Yeah, but we still had our own fun. And so that's why, okay, I felt like I got a group of people who were really like good, like with the right mindset, if I
okay,
can say.
Okay, okay.
For a high school experience, yeah.
Yeah. Was that like your whole high school experience or was it just your grade 12 year?
It was honestly my whole high school experience. So from,
wow,
grade 8, we kind of all just clicked. So, wow, yeah, that was,
yeah,
really nice.
Yeah. Living the life.
Exactly.
And we still keep in contact today. We still hang out and, oh, wow, see each other today. So that's really nice, yeah.
Just so you know, Zika's in her second year of,
yes,
varsity. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Right? So for,
yeah,
you to say that, it's actually huge that,
yeah,
you guys are still in touch. Subjects?
Subjects. I had economics, biology and CAT, computer applications technology.
Yes, for all of us older people who didn't have that in high school.
English, Afrikaans, ALO, and then in my grade 11 year, I actually switched to maths lit.
Oh, shame.
So, yeah. So that was an adjustment. Not an adjustment. It made things much lighter. I must say, like, it makes such a big difference. I was able to do so much better in my other subjects, and my favorite of that was economics. Like, that was my main goal. Like, I loved it with all of my heart.
Okay.
Yeah. And then bio, and then the computer subject.
Yeah, the face.
Yeah.
If you're listening, her face is giving a bit of an eh.
Yeah.
Bio. Vicky?
So, my high school, it was okay. Like, in the beginning, grade 8, you know, I was fresh. I had this whole High School Musical picture in my head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Disappointment is what I received, but it's okay. I was, I was trying to do the most. I was joining the drama club, and I was excited. I made a lot of friends. I think at that point, I was very extroverted. And throughout my high school career, I think that kind of just went down social aspect wise, especially after COVID. I don't know. I just crawled into a hole and I stayed there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it was okay, you know. At my school, everyone was smart. So everyone was competing with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all the classes, unlike Seeker School, like, it was mixed. They tried to have like an even balance of people to kind of like motivate the other people. But everyone was smart.
I love how you like not wanting to discriminate against like us who had to try. Like,
I'm sorry.
Like, no, it's fine.
I was also there, so it's fine. yeah, so everyone was just trying to, I think the competitiveness in the school was one thing that kind of made me feel like, okay, I didn't belong, because I'm really not that type of person, unless it comes to like, you know, playing games or something. So that was a bit tough for me. I didn't have a big group of friends or anything. Like, okay. I would say I finished school with like 2 friends. And I only keep in contact with 1 person right now.
Okay, so you've been in university at first semester? First half of semester.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move to Zunaid.
Yeah.
Because you guys have had the similar in terms of year pattern. Yeah. So you guys are pretty much the same age. So, like, what was your experience, Zunaid?
For me, like, high school was, yeah, I think I also went into it having, like, this expectation. Mm. But having an older sister that already went through it, like, I already knew it was not going to be that way. But, like, when high school started in grade 8, I only really had, like, 1 friend from primary school that came over with me to high school.
Wow.
Which was very weird because everybody from the school's primary school, like, they all came together. So I sort of had to like go into already established friend groups and things.
Okay.
So that was like a big struggle, but in grade 8. And then fortunately for me, I think COVID really changed that.
Okay.
So I was in, like, obviously me and Zeke were in the same school.
Yeah.
but I was in the 2nd smartest class when I was in grade 8, and then I got moved to the 1st class. And then I left that 1st class.
Oh, really?
To go back to the 2nd smartest class, because I was like, I do not want to be surrounded by these academics. I want to have the party animal friends. Does that make sense?
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I stayed in that class, and it was honestly the best decision, because that whole year through COVID, obviously we were smaller classes, and we just grew so much more closer together. And that's when my friend group started forming.
Okay.
And then for the rest of high school, we basically stayed just that group of people.
Now, so subject choices. I didn't ask you, Vicky.
Yeah, I had physics, accounting, engineering, and graphics design. And then obviously your English, pure math, and Afrikaans.
Pure math.
So, my favorite.
Your choice. Your school didn't have a choice.
My school, you had to have pure math. You didn't really have a choice because it's a math and science focused school.
Okay.
My favorite subject was probably math. I don't know why. I just felt like I could grasp it easier.
Okay.
But, like, my opinion has changed since varsity. And then my least favorite, or the subject I hated, was accounting. I don't know why. I just couldn't.
Things didn't balance.
Yeah.
Which is real life.
Didn't balance.
Guys. Okay, but Zunaid, your subject choices are very different to theirs.
I had, I had the obvious English, Afrikaans, and then ALO, life orientation, and then I had pure maths throughout high school. And then I had drama, dance, accounting, and then business as my extra subject. Out of those, my favorite subject is probably drama.
Yes.
Drama and dance. And then my least favorite subject, I don't really think I had one. I'd probably say math, just because like I did it for like 5 years in depth through matric, and now I'm not even studying it. So it's just like almost a waste of my time, I guess. Can I say that? But yeah.
Okay, so in terms of now you had these lovely little tight-knit groups of friends in high school, you've transitioned now, you choosing the universities that you've gone to, what has that been like? Like in terms of your, you went into grade 8 with expectations, all three of you. You are blessed in a sense, Zunaid, that you didn't have to go in with a false false idea, because Zika went in ahead of you. Zika and Zunaid are brother and sister, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you heard that. But going into university, all three of you are at different universities now, so you didn't have that this time. So Zunaid, going into the university that you're in now, what has that been like in terms of your expectations? Like, what did you expect?
I expected it to be like high school, just a lot more people and a lot more freer.
Yeah.
And it definitely is that. It's on both scales. It's like 1,000 people every day in the same class, and then it's just like no one cares there.
Yeah.
Like, and there's so much freedom that it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Discipline wise, and yeah, so I just had that expectation of just wanting to sort of fade into the background.
Okay.
And that definitely has happened. So
So when you say fade into the background, I think just in terms of how I know you, you in high school, you were upfront, obviously being head boy, like you're upfront, everybody knows you, you're popular. I think you were Mr. Brackenfell at one stage.
Ooh.
Well,
okay. First prince.
Okay. He wasn't to me. He was Mr. Brackenfell. Anyway, but going to uni now, and you're saying that you did you choose to step back, or has that just naturally happened?
I sort of just wanted to start over.
Okay.
And I think the reason that I went to UCT is because I had like this thing is I want to be an ant. I want to be like the small little creature amongst other people, and then like become a bigger person, become known again. Like I said, start over.
Yeah.
Where in high school I was like this giant.
Yeah.
I just wanted to try being an ant for once.
Oh wow, it's actually quite a okay. So, but Vicky, Vicky was head girl at her school. Did you have that same expectation going in?
I expected it to be like, you know, lots of people, like the music, the uns doof doof. I thought that parties would just fall in my lap, you know, and I had to be pressured to say, like, you know. But it actually,
no, I don't want to do that.
Like, I envisioned myself saying, no, thank you. That has not happened.
Sorry.
Yeah. I think maybe it's also because of like what I'm studying towards. Chemistry, but I think I've just been to myself, and other than Zunaid, like I've been trying to get like out there. In high school I was just like this kind of shy person, especially towards the end. You know, the type of leader I was very much like background work,
get the job done,
and if I had to speak I had to speak. But coming into uni I tried to be different, but I'm just here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's also a lot of power in just being yourself.
Okay.
So that's just kind of where I am right now. Like, don't need to pressure myself into doing anything. Do what I want, you know, and what's comfortable for me.
Okay, that's good. So I'm going to come to the experience corner. Mm-hmm. And also, your universities are a very different vibe. So, Zunaid's at UCT. I don't know, I was going to say another name, and that was just going to be very awkward. Vicky, you're at UWC.
Mm-hmm.
Zunaid, you go and you board for the week and then come home, mm-hmm. right? Do you go, Vicky, you go as a day scholar?
Yeah, so I stay at home.
And then you go. And Zika, do you stay at home, or are you also Monday to Friday?
Monday to Friday at Res.
Yeah. Okay, so, but Res being Stellenbosch. Now, if you know, if anybody understands that Stellenbosch has like its own vibe, UCT very similar, but because UCT is within Cape Town,
yeah.
it's just like a little dot in the middle of nowhere. But Stellenbosch is pretty much university, the whole place. Mm. Vicky's saying that when she went from high school into varsity, she was like expecting people, all the parties and whatever. What has been the vibe in Stellenbosch?
So it's definitely like the university is the whole town, or the town is the whole university. It's all incorporated into one. The vibe of Stellenbosch is very much have fun. There's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of people mixing, like there's a lot of communities to join and clusters, as they call it, different residences. It's very much going out. Also, obviously, depending on your degree, academic focus, but like having a good time, doing things on the weekend, going for jogs every day, seeing people every day, ice cream runs. Like, it's just very busy.
Okay, yeah. It sounds very much like, Vicky said that she wanted like the High School Musical experience.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're having like that American, like what we see on TV, university vibe.
Yeah, it can give that vibe a lot. Yeah, obviously if you put yourself out there and you go, it really has aspects of that vibe, yes.
Okay, so now let's be Christian about this now. So Zinaid, you're studying drama.
Yes.
Which I think as a parent, I'd be like, you're going to be with all the arty people and they're like out there. Vicky, what are you studying?
Chemistry.
What is your like subject? Is it just chemistry?
Okay.
You can't be going to varsity for just chemistry.
So right now my subjects or modules are physics, but I do like both chemistry and physics in that one module, and then math, and then introduction to science, which is basically like English for science.
Oh, wow. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
And Zika, what are you studying?
International relations. So I'm majoring in political science.
Now, this is a very big broad brush, right? So now, in terms of your Christianity, like Zinaid, have you, because you're going into the drama world where everybody is all about, I'm going to be me. I wouldn't be surprised if you're surrounded by a lot of makeup, a lot of like hippie vibes. Some people are probably, I'm just assuming, I'm thinking stereotypically as a parent, like this is what I would expect. So what is your expectations in terms of the drama experience you had at school and what you're having now at university? Has it been has there been a culture shock? Has it been...
I don't think so, actually. I think in high school, like in class times and like class settings and stuff, it was very open and very conversational.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, obviously, I've only been there now for 6 weeks at UCT, but it is... Like, it's getting there, I think. I think we're still maybe not as comfortable with each other.
Okay.
But yeah, I know it definitely is like that. Very open, very artsy.
Yeah.
A lot of different personalities that I've never really been like, never really like connected or encountered. But yeah, it's.
Okay, so it is pretty much similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drama is drama is drama.
Yeah.
Okay. And like, Vicky, you're now in a very academic.
Yeah.
So what are the people like? Because also, you, in terms of the subjects, your worldview, is it being pushed? Like, is it being challenged in terms of what you believe?
No, not at all, actually.
Okay.
I think that's partly because of my physics lecturer. Like, he is Christian.
Oh, wow.
So every day is a sermon, basically. that's so, like, and the way he kind of speaks about it, it's almost like everything is kind of connected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like we are just studying what God created and trying to understand it. But at the end of the day, that's, you know, who we for. So I don't think I've been challenged in that way. And also my friends are, I was lucky enough to find good, like, Christian friends at school as well.
And did they go with you to varsity?
That's where I met them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
So no one from high school, but the people I've met there are good. But then on the flip side, a lot of the other people are like, you know, philosophy, just trying to be, I don't know, guys.
Like, is it just like extra about their beliefs?
Yeah, just like extra, yeah. Or maybe they don't, or maybe they're atheists. You get a lot of those.
Yes.
That don't believe or, you know, believe, I don't know what. But yeah, but I haven't encountered a lot of those kind of people. I just know of them in my class and like hearing people speak in terms of like, you know, when we have a conversation as a class.
Yeah.
But it's not like actually, you know, being, yeah.
And Zika, because you're studying, what did you say again? My brain is mush.
International relations. So,
Have you had to do any philosophy as well?
No, I could have chosen philosophy, but I decided not to, just because I personally wasn't that interested in it, at all. Yeah,
which is good.
Yeah, and I had a lot of other subjects that were also very theory based, and I just felt like I don't want to have another essay to write on top of other essays.
Okay.
Yeah, but my degree, I enjoy it. It's everything, honestly, that I wanted. I mean, only different thing is I'm taking a foreign language, but that's like...
Oh, so you speak German. Okay, yeah. Guys, just so if you didn't know, in soundcheck, she was speaking German. So I was like, what's that about? But it's cool.
Yeah.
So now in terms of... because we want to bring it home a little bit... Mm-hmm. But also advice to kids that are in high school. I think after the conversation we had in episode one, there were subject choices that they, like I think it's grade 9 that you make subject choices. And just how important has that been now that you are in varsity? Like how important were those decisions in high school? Like did you find that you made a good decision? Sorry, I'm covering my mouth. Listen.
For me, I think I definitely knew I was not a physics person. I was not an accounting person.
Okay.
And I personally chose subjects that I was interested at the time and that I knew I could do the best in to get a good mark in. So, which was economics and bio. And I had history, but then I ended up changing it for computer applications just because the teacher, she wasn't as passionate about history. And I just felt like... not that worth it. But I think I definitely did notice the difference when university came around and I had to apply and I had maths lit. It does limit you to certain things. Like there was a lot of degrees in the BCom faculty that I was really interested in, especially to do with economics.
Yeah.
But I couldn't take because I had maths lit and I knew it.
You should have had pure maths?
I should have had pure maths.
Okay.
I knew it. I realized that would be a limitation for me. But I also knew that it, for me personally, it wasn't worth sticking with pure maths if I was just going to pass.
Yeah.
Or if I wasn't even going to pass.
Okay.
And my other subjects would have also been brought down by how much focus I was giving to pure maths alone.
Okay.
So I just knew that's the risk. Like the consequence I'm going to have to take is just some degrees I won't be able to apply for. And I did do tutoring for pure maths in grade 10 and then grade 11. It wasn't working for me. And
it didn't click.
It didn't click.
And so it wasn't worth it, which is great. And so, and Vicky, your subject, I'm going to say Vicky and Zunaid, I think we can banter a little bit in terms of the decisions you made in high school. Was it easier to get into varsity with the decisions you made in grade 9 and grade 10?
Yeah, for me it was, because I did a little bit of research. And all I did was, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I kind of, that's why I took the subjects that I took, like accounting, engineering, and then physics, because they're completely different fields. And I was like, let me just get a feel for everything, and maybe I can find out then. But I did research, and basically all I needed was pure math and physics if I wanted to get into science or engineering.
Okay.
And that's just what I did. Accounting was extra, unnecessary. I didn't need to take it.
Yeah.
But it helped. Yeah.
It was your frustration. It was your thorn in your side.
Yeah.
Zunaid?
Okay, so like for theater, dance, and like performance studies, which is the degree I'm doing, it's like you really don't have to have any requirements, any school subjects. There's a lot of us that this is their first time doing drama. Like they didn't have an opportunity to do it at school. I would say it does help me because especially the content that we do, I have like some sort of background knowledge on it because of high school.
Yeah.
And especially like with practicals and stuff, like I know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
Where maybe as others, like, okay, they're still sort of getting the hang of things.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, like a lot of my subjects, like I said, business, accounting and math was for nothing because I'm not doing anything in that world. And I sort of knew I was going to do drama like from grade 10 already. So yeah. I don't actually know why I put myself through that.
I really feel you.
It's funny. Like it's also great. I think I'm going to make a little bit of a note now because I have to share points that I've learned at the end. Is that you, Vicky, you did some research. Zika, you said that you kind of knew your weakness and you didn't want your weakness to pull you back. Mm-hmm. And you were just, Zunaid was just like, I'm just here to enjoy. And it's good to hear those different perspectives because I think the current high schoolers that are probably going to listen to this and also as parents, just to hear that I've always believed as a parent that also that you know, you kind of know yourself as a teenager, even though you're in the mix of a whole lot of stuff. Can you agree with that?
Yeah.
And it's a case of now partnering. So this, I think, will be my last question in terms of partnering with your parents in this journey. How much of their advice played a part in your decisions? Did you kind of just know and did you have to fight your way? Or because that was my experience. I had to fight for what I wanted to do. But we're not here about me right now. But lots of teenagers kind of feel they have to fight against their parents in order to get what they want to do. What was your guys' experience with your folks?
Okay, so with my father, it was a lot harder with my father than with my mom. I think in the sense, like, it took him a lot longer to realize. When I got in for law at Stellenbosch, he was ecstatic. He was so happy.
You got in for law?
That was my first thing that I got accepted for at Stellenbosch was for law. And he was like, okay, so you have to do law now. I mean, like, it's a sign. but also, like, for both of them, they haven't actually really seen me perform. They haven't, like, really watched me. Because I don't let them. I don't let them watch my stuff back. I don't let them come to my performances.
Why?
Because it's just weird, like, to know that there's people in my audience watching me. So it's just like they're honestly just going on results and what other people say about my talent.
No, man. Okay. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. So, so for them, it was just like, look, guys, I know this is hard, a difficult industry. I know what I'm getting myself into, but I really do want to do this. And I think I'm very grateful that my parents were super supportive and still are. So. Yeah.
That's amazing. And Vicky?
For me, I listen to my parents. Like, I value my mom's opinion so much. So I wouldn't say that I had to fight or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm still unsure of this is if this is actually what I want to do. Because I'm actually just like Zunaid. Like, we are actually two peas in a pod. But my mom was like, look, Vicky, I think you should maybe just try and do something practical. And then if it's still not working out, maybe you'll just have your degree and then you can go in to drama and whatever.
I see.
So you don't have to have the degree to do it. Yeah, you just need to play
exactly.
The part.
So she just kind of wants me to have like the foundation set. Mm-hmm. But I think in high school, I almost felt like she didn't believe in me in terms of my talent, which I do have.
Yeah, no facts. We've got videos.
You know? So I almost felt like maybe she didn't believe in me, but she just reiterated, like, and said all the time, like, look, that's not what it is. I just want you to have a foundation laid. Like, it's not an easy world to live in.
Yeah.
So I didn't put up a fight, and I went with chemical science, and I prayed about it a lot. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. Mm. Okay, no, cool. And Zika?
I know I've talked about this the whole time, but I think the most difficult thing was the maths.
Yeah.
My mom also was just a bit concerned about my offers for university, limiting my degree options. So I felt like I'm going to drop it, but I'll show them like my other marks will be so much better. Like my average as a whole will improve so much better.
So basically you fought with your marks.
Yeah. Yeah.
which is nice.
Yeah. And then when it came to choosing degrees, obviously because I couldn't choose a lot of BCom degrees. My dad was a bit worried about that, but now it's all good.
So in terms of the relationship that you have with your parents, not many people have that kind of, like you saying, Vicky, that actually I really value my mom's opinion or my parents' opinion, and I don't want to discard that. I can sense it, not sense, but I can see many teenagers would just be like, you know, what do my parents know? Because, you know, the world is so different. The generations are so different. So, like, you know, advice, I think from the three of you, in terms of advice with your, because every teenager, I think, naturally is meant to buck up against their parents. It's a natural part of life because it creates independence. Yeah. But what would your advice be to that that teen out there that's really struggling to connect and to communicate with their parent? Because I think if both of you, like all three of you, if you can share that, because like Zunaid, you said that your dad like was like with the drama, Zika similar with your subject choices. I think it's just a case of how does relationship play, and what would you advise kids about how would they, how do you stay within yourself and still be able to, should I leave that in your, do you have something, go for it.
But I think at the end of the day, it's good to remember that your parents do know best to a certain extent, like just general looking out for you. You know, they've experienced it also. Maybe in their generation it was different, obviously.
Yeah.
But they do know best. But that doesn't mean that you have to, like, compromise yourself and make yourself not be able to speak up or lower your own feelings or your own worries just to make them happy or to... do what they say all the time. Like, it should be known, your feelings should be known.
Yeah.
And if it's something that you really want to do but it's not something that's ideal to them, make that clear, because at the end of the day you're working towards your marks, towards your degree, towards your future job. But don't disregard all their advice. Yeah. It's very important to still keep that in mind, because you need like something to keep you strong at the end of the day still. So yeah, that's what I think.
Because they're pillars right now.
Yes, exactly.
They're pillars for you to lean on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me it was just easier in terms of like listening to my mom, because she's like only parent that I have. And we grew so close and she was very open with me. And I think that's what's important, kind of being open with your parent. Like Zika said, their opinion... they do know best, you know, sometimes, and they do have experience. For me, just because I'm a practical person, like I said, I didn't fight for like to do drama or anything or do music, but if I had to, I'd probably show that I was dedicated and that this is what I want to achieve, and this is something that I want to do, that I'm serious about it. It's not just like a dream and I'm just gonna be like, I want to do this, you know, like have nothing to show for it. Show that you're actually dedicated to reaching this goal.
Yeah,
you're serious about
back it up, basically.
Back it up, basically. Yeah. That's how I would go about it.
Yeah.
I think I agree with Vicky, in the sense of like, show that you like have evidence to prove that look, this is not just some sort of fantasy that I want to do. This is actually like, I'm actually good at this, you know? But yeah, and also, like, I wouldn't necessarily say this is advice, but, like, for me, I sort of just, like, look, I'm going to study drama regardless. Regardless of whether they wanted me to or not. This was
like,
just
take your money.
This was just, like, a passion that I was, like, I just want to do it, guys. Just see where it goes. But, yeah, so I think just, like, you never know what the outcome will be until you do it. There's, like, that thing that says nothing changes if nothing changes. So like if you want to have something done, you got to do it. You got to talk to them. You just got to sit down, open up. And then if it works, it works.
Like right now, as we're having a conversation, I'm just thinking of that child that's probably got, you know, you get those parents that are like super strict, closed doors. Don't you dare. You're going to get like whacked. If you say anything. So I'm just feeling that maybe in that regard, cause my advice would be to that kid, write a letter. I think that if you're able to put your thoughts and your words down on paper, it gives the parent the time to at least read it, and you're able to communicate well, and maybe also find a trusted adult that they trust that you can talk to, and to help them, to the parent, to process what you're trying to communicate. I think that would be like a buffer, because I know some parents are just like rough in these streets, and it's not it's because of their experiences, and it's like a two-way thing. That's definitely another podcast for another day. But I'm so grateful. Thank you guys so much for your banter and for just sharing where you're at. There are so many other things that we can talk about, because your Christianity, your beliefs, your morals, your walk in as a Christian in the different circles, those I think we were hoping to get to, but I don't want to rush the process because there is many opportunity to do this podcast again. So I just want to share just a few of my thoughts of what I've learned from these three amazing humans in this episode. It was really good to hear that in order to have a really great high school experience, that you need to have a nest egg of friends that are going to support you and to know and actually get you in your journey academically. I think socially is just easier for everybody, but in terms of what we've heard from this conversation, having an academic nest egg that of people that are going to push you and motivate you was really it's a valuable tool to have in your high school journey. The other thing that I learned from them was about being able to know yourself. It just really affirms the fact that as a teenager, you do know yourself. I don't get trapped in the fact that you there's just too many options and you just don't know what to do. Go into your heart and your desires, and you know who you are, and you know what you're good at, and you know your strengths, and you know your value. And if that is in contrast to what other people think, back yourself up by being hardworking, diligent, and being able to provide evidence of the fact that you are excellent at what you do and that you're really wanting to go for a career that you believe you're going to be excellent at. Because 9 out of 10 times, you're probably going to be the best at it because that's your God-given gift. And with that, thank you so much for listening to What Have We Learned Lately. I've learned a lot from this episode, and I hope you have too. And next time, we're going to talk to a little bit more grown adult and just learn about what he's learned and what he has to advise to young people out there. And so if you have any questions or any comments to ask the panel that we had today or myself, please put it in the comments and I'll be able to get back to you and maybe also just get them to get back to you, and we can add it to the next episode that we do with them in the next season. And with that, have a great time and always be open to learning from other people lately.